So tonight's shiur is remarkably halacha lemaisa, and that is because invariably you're going to be in the dalet amos of a kohen, and if that is the case, and you want to ask them, for example, like if I want a tissue from that side of the table, I want to ask Mr. Wilimowski to please pass the tissues. So did I just violate a bittul asay of the mitzvah say of the kiddashto? So the last person who should claim that he doesn't really know if he's a kohen is the kohen himself. So Mr. Wilimowski is suggesting that maybe kohanim b'zman hazeh don't really have the real status, the bona fide status of kahuna, because it's only the kohanim shel chazakah, kohanim chazakah, but not kohanim shel edus. We don't have edus that they were on the Rambam says that in order to be able to eat truma midaraisa, you have to have edus all the way back from the time of the Beis Hamikdash itself, that this person's grandfather was, did avodah in the Beis Hamikdash, and barring that or anything short of that, one is not a bona fide kohen, at least for Doraisa purposes. So perhaps what Mr. Lemowski is suggesting, that nowadays, in the lack, or those families that don't have that Mesorah, which is just about every kohen nowadays, since you're all kohanim, kohane safek. So at least mamonis, for one thing. Many achronim point out that we'll be makelon. We won't give you, for example, we won't do pidyon habens anymore. Right? No one does pidyon habens anymore, right?
We do.
They do pidyon habens?
Yes.
Anyone's here been to a pidyon haben?
Not me, I didn't do it.
So according to Wilimowski, you should not be doing pidyon habens. After all, he's saying that the kohanim b'zman hazeh are kohanei safek, and therefore dinei mamonis should not apply, and therefore there should not be a din of pidyon haben. So Mr. Wilimowski, I guess that your argument was proven wrong. So your argument was proven wrong. Yes, there are achronim who say that it's only din safek, and the raya against saying that kohanim b'zman hazeh are only din safek, if it's a din safek, then it can't be pidyon haben. What else can't you have if we assume that kohanim are a din safek b'zman hazeh? We don't give trumas ma'aseh to kohanim anyway. What? Duchening, at least the bracha, certainly. You make a bracha, right? If you hold that you're a Safek Kohen, Chas v'shul shalom, should you make a bracha? I don't know, we certainly make a bracha on Pidyon HaBen. Even if you say Pidyon HaBen, you'll be machmir. Just Frumi Yisraelim will be just the Yotzi Tzad HaSafek. They can't make a bracha on it. So you see clearly from the fact that we do make brachas on Pidyon HaBen, and we do make brachas on Birchas Kohanim, we do not assume that Kohanim are Sfeike Kahuna, as some Achronim suggest. Rather, there's this newfangled concept called Cheskas Kahuna, as opposed to Safek Kahuna. So you're a Vadei Kohen, but not Vadei in the sense of an Eidus that would be Makshir you to eat Truma Doraisa, or to be Makshir Val Gabi Mizbeach, but at least you'll be a Vadei Kohen for all other Bitoras Chazaka, for wherever Chazaka suffices.
The Rebbe used to give out Pidyon HaBen to every Kohen he met, because he also the people suffered. He was trying to help me to get it. And then the last one he gave it to was somebody named Rappaport,
yeah.
Which is his
Mufun. Okay. So you're surrounded by Kohanim, Mr. Balzer, Rabbi Balzer. Okay, so let's begin the sugya. So we started the sugya by not discussing, by saying that we're not going to go up the route of saying that Kohanim are Safek, Kohanim is Manas, and therefore there's a Safek mitzvah. No, we're going to say there's a mitzvah called Vikidash. But let's learn the sugya. Let's begin. Pasuk in Vayikra. First pasuk talks about the isurim that a kohen has on him, the people he can't marry. And why can't he marry Zona, Chalala, and a Grusha? Because Kadosh Hu Lelokav. The second pasuk speaks not about what he is, but what we have to do. Vikidashto. Vikidashto is a Lashon Tzivui. You, Mr. Yisrael, shall sanctify him. And the Torah gives a tam ladavar. Kieslaka lachum elkechu makriv. And then the Torah repeats, Kadosh Yelach. Interesting. The previous pasuk ended off, Kadosh Ulelokav. And here the Torah is repeating a second time this very similar phrase, Kadosh Yelach. Interesting. Okay, we'll see what of the Achronim are going to go to town on that repetition later on. So, this is the mitzvah d'orais of a kiddashto to honor Kohanim. And the Torah says the reason why we honor Kohanim is Ki Aslacham Elokech Makriv. And therefore the question that we have is, Bizman Hazeh, when they are not being makriv lachem lo kechav, they're not bringing karbanos, so the whole tam ha-mitzvah which the Torah itself articulates. It's not just like, you know, regular Darshin and time of the Kra. Here the Torah gives the time.
What about Balmum?
We're going to see Rishonim and Achronim talk about Balmum, Bezus Hashem. So one we'll see soon and one we'll see at the very end. So the question arises, if there's no Eslachem Elkechem Akriv, should there still be yet the Vekidashto obligation? That's the topic of tonight's shir. Just to know, where is this Halacha Vekidashto defined? So it's the Gemara in Yevamos, which is also a Sifra. And the Sifra is going to, and the Gemara is going to talk about an aspect that we're not really going to be talking about. Rabbi Rabinowitz is one over here. Says the Sifra in the Gemara in Yevamos, Minayim Shim Lo Rotze Dafno. Dafno means to force him. Meaning if he doesn't want to listen to the halachas of who he's allowed to marry, you're allowed to force him away from this grusha, v'chadoma, v'kidashto bal karcho. Meaning, we have the ability to enforce on him that he should uphold the tenets, the sanctity that he represents in his kedusha. We could even be machriachim. A very different kind of v'kidashto. So that v'kidashto is like, us Yisraelim have the upper hand. We could keep them kohanim in place. The other Gemara that we're about to see, Gemara in Gittin, is a very different picture. Gemara in Gittin talks about a various takanos mepnei darkei shalom, and of course the most famous one, Zakt the Mishnah in Gittin and Tes, Eil Dvar Mamre mepnei darkei shalom, Kohen Korei Rishon v'achrav Levi v'achrav Yisrael. That's the famous, of course, darkei shalom. Notice that the Mishnah does not say the word v'kidashto. The Mishnah, in fact, uses the opposite of v'kidashto. It uses a svarah derabbanan of darkei shalom. What would you have said? I might have just said, there's a reason for Kidashto to give him first. Okay, but let's see the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Menani Mili, I made three dots. Those three dots represent about three or four shitos in the Gemara of Al-Amorim who give totally unrelated reasons why you should give a Kohen the first Aliyah. Nothing to do with Kidashto.
What is the Darkei Shalom? What is the aspect of Darkei Shalom in this?
The Darkei Shalom, we'll see in a moment. Well, hold on, we'll see in a moment. We'll see in a moment. Because Kohanim are very impetuous, you know what I mean? Vinani Mili. Where do we see this din that Kohanim have to be Kori Rishon? Tanat Be'er Mishma. So I skip the three sheets, they bring other psukim entirely. Zak Tanat Be'er Mishma. V'kidashto, l'chol davar shebekdusha. Oh, this is an interesting diuk. The Tanat Be'er Mishma says v'kidashto means within realm, the realm of Kedusha, presumably within the mitzvah world, you have to put him first. For example, if Toach Rishon, which presumably means in Kriyas HaTorah, I'm sorry, which means to speak in the Beis Medrash first, that's why Mr. Milmaski was the one who opened up the floor, Levarich Rishon, to get Rishon in either benching or in the Aliyahs, Avalito Mariyafa Rishon, maybe that means to get the first part of a Seudas Mitzvah. If it's not a Seudas Mitzvah, does the Kohen still need to get first? That we're not going to talk about tonight. Maybe another time. Says the Gemara, what I want to know right now, before we see the next line, is a very simple thing. Can the Kohen be mochel, his rights, to go first in the various situations? So for example, what's very common is you have a Kohen present at Shalosh Shudas, for example. If we have 30, 40, 50 people at Shalosh Shudas, one of them is, you know, presumably going to be a Kohen. So does he have to get benching every time? Or could he be mochel to the guy who has the yard set, the guy who's sponsored, the speaker, the guest from out of town? Does he have the right to be mochel?
As long as they say Bishus.
So saying Bishus Kohen, so if I say Bishus, Bishus you, I could take your wallet also? If you say Bishus, you could just do whatever you want.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay, so we'll have to see. So let's look at, we'll keep that question in our minds as we see the next line of the Gemara, and maybe we'll come out with an interesting view. Habotzea hu poshes yado betchila. The one who cuts the bread, he should take the first piece of challah. Vimbalach lo kavod l'rabo l'misha gadol mimenu harashus piyado. Ah, if you want to give kavod, if the Kohen in this case wants to give kavod to his Rebbe or somebody greater than he, then he has that right to be mochel on his kavod, v'amar mar Allah, but it was set upon this matter, lo shonu el b'suda. That's only true in the context of a suda. Ava b'beis ha'knesses lo, to asilin suye. But if a kohen, Mr. Kohen, wants to be mochel, getting rishon, there he does not have the right to be mochel rishon. That's a special takana because to asilin suye, it's going to cause lots of fighting in shul.
I've seen people say that mechil is kohen, by the way.
When?
They do it.
When?
In the shul, when they want to give it to somebody not a kohen, if they don't want to send you out, usually they'll come over to you and they'll send you out.
With a kohen there, they'll give it to somebody else? By saying Mechilas Kohen? Yeah, what? Doesn't that sound like it's against the Mishnah and the Gemara? I don't know what the Shulchan Aruch says, but you could just say Mechilas Kohen, just give it to somebody who's not there? It's against the Mishnah, it's not even Nitan L'Mechila. Meaning if I own the shul, so therefore I'm a... Really? Wow. Okay, thank you. Okay, I don't know the sugya, but it sounds to me that it's not Nitan L'Mechila. Fascinating. Okay. Don't know. Sorry? Okay. Thank you. Interesting.
Why should they have them leave? In Concordia, they let people go to your site.
Okay, so that's a different story. That's a different story.
I know, I'm saying that they bothered to have
them. Okay, fine. Now, the Talmud Yerushalmi also exists on Gittin. Now, of course, the Yerushalmi and the Bavli have the same Mishnayos. So the Mishnah is the same Mishnah that you have in Source 3, that there's something that the Kohen gets Rishon for Kohen, and... Even though the Bavli that I quote to you in Source 4 said Tandabe Rishon Avi Kidashto is the source for getting Rishon, if you look at the Yerushalmi in Source 5, which we don't really need to, does not bring at all the Pasuk of Kidashto. He brings a totally different other Pasuk. He brings about, look at the Yerushalmi, number 5, in the second line of number 5. Zok the Gemara, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Omer, the Rashbi says, Humi Divrei Torah, that which a Kohen gets Rishon is based on the following Pasuk. Vayichtov Moshe es haTorah hazos, vayitnoi el haKohanim bnei Levi, and afterwards calls the Knei Yisrael. So who did he give the coin to first? Says the Yerushalmi, that's why a coin gets Rishon. Because of a Kidashto, the Yerushalmi doesn't mention the word Vikidashto. The Yerushalmi mentions, does not mention anywhere that there's this concept called Vikidashto that the coin has to go first. Another pasuk, that when Moshe taught Torah, he first taught the Kohanim, then he taught the Yisraelim. So you see that a Kohen goes first. Interesting. Interesting discrepancy or distinction between the... What? Yes, but the Bavli at least brings Vikidashto as one of them. The Yerushalmi omits entirely Vikidashto. That's correct. The Bavli brings this pasuk as one of the things in the three dots that I put there. Yeah, but the Yerushalmi omits Vikidashto. Okay, what I'm really gaining at, and this is going to be Dr. Adler, this is going to be really what I'm trying to get at, is this mitzvah called Vikidashto, is this Vikidashto, is it mitzvah d'oraisa or not? The Yerushalmi didn't bring it. Maybe it's because he holds, it's an asmachta. Why should I bring an asmachta if I have a mefurish pasuk that says that Moshe taught Torah to Kohanim and then to the Yisraelim, the soldiers of Kohanim go first? The Bavli, you can't say that. The Bavli said, brings a pasuk, Vikidashto. To say that it's an asmachta there is going to be much harder. Let's see. Why am I saying this? Says the Sefer HaMitzvahs. Is there a mitzvah, or is it the figment of my imagination that Vikidashto really, really means? I mean, look, if you take a non-religious person, if you take a guy, a Bible scholar, and you throw the pasuk at him, Vayikra, Leviticus 21:8, sanctify him because he sacrifices the bread of God. So sanctify him, that means that you have to, that he gets to, lead the services. That means that he has to get the first bowl of cholent at the Suddhas Mitzvah.
No.
He has to get the first dibs at the Kishka. I mean, I don't know if, it's a drasha in Chazal. So therefore, Mekabel. But is that drasha, of course, the question that we're going to have to figure out, is it a Doraisa, or is it merely an Asmach of the Rabbanon? Says the Rambam ever so clearly, in his Sefer HaMitzvahs Lamed Beis, Shetzivanu, it's a mitzvah saseh d'oraisa, zok the Rambam. Shetzivanu lechabed zera aharon ulenos om, and to elevate them.
What does Vikidashto mean? Other than that, what does it mean?
I should hold them in high esteem. Does kibud av v'eim mean you have to let your father be posech rishon? I don't know, maybe not.
Need something.
I have to honor my father. I have to give him to eat. I have to give him tea before me. Does it say anywhere in Shulchan Aruch? I know that it doesn't. It doesn't say anywhere in Shulchan Aruch that you have to give your father to eat before you. It says, Ma'achilo u'mashkeu. It doesn't say before you. Your animals you have to give first. Kohen you have to give first. Your dad? Exactly. So I'm saying, if I was a Bible scholar at Trinity State, whatever, I could have said Vikidashta means you should conceptually see him in an elevated state. But not necessarily that he has to be... What? To honor him. But not in any way that he has to be...
What? There's a word for honor.
So Kiddashta could be in the mind. Kiddashta means you should hold him in an elevated perception.
You have to define the word.
Okay.
So once you have to define the word...
So we'll have this conversation after we see Tosfos in a minute. We'll have a much more geshmak conversation then. Says the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos that it is a mitzvah saseh d'oraisa to do this thing called Vikidashto. And not only that, but the Rambam says ever so clearly, and it's funny, because we're going to see a whole discussion later on in the Rishonim and even in the Achronim, more importantly, there are going to be Achronim who question, is he allowed to, be mochel or not? Says the Rambam ever so explicitly, and I ever underlined it, Vafilu yamanu aso lo nishma mehem. What does that mean? What do the underlined words of the Rambam mean? Afil yamanu aso. Even if they refuse this honor, we're not allowed to listen to them. So according to the Rambam, this b'mechilas kvod ha-kohen is out the window. Even if he is mochel, he can't be mochel. So says the Rambam, see the Rambam like I see the Rambam, right? Says the Rambam that the kohen is not even allowed to be mochel on his kavod, which is funny because I know a Talmud Chacham is allowed to be mochel on his kavod. I know a melech. Everyone except a melech, thank you. Talmud Chacham could be mochel on his kavod. A father could be mochel on his kavod. A Rebbe, well, that's the same as Talmud Chacham. Here, a Kohen can't be Mochel on his Kohen. What's so different about a Kohen? Why is a Kohen different than a Talmud Chacham? Okay, Torah delay. Why is a Kohen different than a father? Who is? Oh, so you're saying a beautiful father. You're saying a Kohen is like a Melech. You'll have to. Wax poetic a little bit to get there, but that's the direction you want to go. And if you hold Shluchei Didan, then you lose it? And if you hold Shluchei Didan, then we don't have, then they're allowed to be Mochel?
I don't know.
Is that the Maskana? I don't know. Okay, could be. The Rambam, the next words, the Rambam answers this question. Vizet, what's the reason why they are not able to be mochel on their kavod? After the underlined line, vizet kulo hagdol lakel yisale. Acha shehu lekacham uvicharam laavodaso. HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose them. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose them, then that makes, if that, that means they're not, it's not their kavod, it's not their, you know, it's not their, you know, their shtolt that they're fearing. It's not their, you know, chashivas that they're in enjoying. Yes.
I'm not quoting myself, I'm quoting the Chafetz Chaim.
Okay, good for you. We're envious, right? That's the famous story with Chafetz Chaim and Shem Schwab, right?
The famous story says, why do you have to believe?
Right. So says, that's what he's referring to. So therefore says the Rambam, because the kavod of the Kohanim is that Hashem chose them, therefore it's Hashem's kavod. This was his choice. These were the people he chose, his bechirei, whatever. And therefore it's Hashem's kavod. They don't have the right to be mochel on Hashem's kavod. Fine. Okay. Look at now, in stark contrast to the Shita Sarama, look at the Tosos and Chulin. Both, I think. Both. Yeah, I just do it because I believe both aspects are listed. Yeah, that you could force him. Yeah, also you have to elevate him, which is what the first three words say, that we have to elevate them. Now look at source number 7. That's going to make the night start getting exciting. Zok Tosfos, Hadadashinan, Vikidashta Liftach Rishon Levarach Rishon, Asmachtehi. This whole thing is only Midrabanan. There's no din d'oraisa, there's no mitzvah d'oraisa called Vikidashta. We have machlokes, Rambam and Tosfos, whether or not, and I point out here in the English, I do the English because I don't, these are my notes also, so I want to have in my notes. Rav Saadia Gaon, in his Sefer Mitzvah, doesn't have Vikidashto. So we have Tosfos and Rav Saadia Gaon both saying there's no mitzvah d'oraisa called Vikidashto.
What does Vikidashto mean?
So that's why we have to have the conversation. So you're asking Akasha, not.
You're
asking Akasha on Tosfos and on the Rav Saadia Gaon, what does the word Vikidashto mean?
Does the Rambam learn, let's say, Gzeirah Shava from Vinikdashti?
No, you don't need any Gzeirah Shavas. It's a pasuk. It's an explicit pasuk. Yeah, it's more. It's as explicit as you could get. The Torah says, put on tefillin.
Vikidashto in general, kadosh means to be separated. That's the lashon of kadosh. Kadosh is separated. Maybe it's very likely that vikidashto is the lashon of kadosh yilach, tikadosh and yashon kadosh. That he's saying that the kohanim should be a separate entity than the rest of kadosh.
In what sense? In what way?
In what sense? They're the ones who go up to the.
The problem is, who is with kidashto? Kidashto is lashon tzivui. Kidashto is going on you. Kiddush is not going on them.
Sounds like a command.
Right, it's Lashon Tziva, but that's going on them. What's right, the question is the Kiddush, you're right, but the word of Kiddush is Tzivui. That means we're telling you, B'nai Yisraelim, separate this Kohen. How do you separate the Kohen? You tell him to live somewhere, that's he's living somewhere. You tell him don't be come Tame, he's not becoming Tame. You tell him don't get married, he's the one who's not getting married.
What do you do?
Right. Given Truman, that's another puzzle. Says Given Truman. What's this puzzle telling me? So that's the issue here. Okay. That's one shot, but they have the other Gemara getting of. No one says he can stay with the Grusha. What? Sorry?
So everyone agrees. So the whole time it's very strong.
Everyone agrees is for sure on the Grusha.
Does he have a riot purpose?
Right, but according to Tosos, it might just mean within the halachas of Amanu Agrusha LeKohen, the parameters are even that you could. Vikidash tells you a prat in the halacha of Grusha LeKohen, but it's not a separate mitzvah.
Does he bring a right to it?
How far is this avera of Kohen marrying a Grusha? It's so far that even Yisrael could force them to separate. That's a halacha in which mitzvah? That's a halacha, that's a prat in the mitzvah of Geirish, of Grusha the Kohen. That's why it's not a mitzvah b'fnei Yatzur, according to Tosfos and Saadia. Okay, let's move on. We're just opening up the sugya right now. We now have a beautiful story. Let's move on. Source number 8 tells us a fascinating story. And this story, you're going to see, if we'll have time, the Aruch HaShulchan Mamish does Lamdisha pyrotechnics with this story that the Yeshiva is about to tell us. The story goes like this. I'm going to paraphrase it. You could look inside the Yerushalmi and Brachas Ches Hei. So, Rabbi Bar Chana and Chuna are sitting and eating dinner. Reb Zeira is standing there and serving them, and Reb Zeira happens to serve them both their cup of wine and the oil in one hand. You know, he sort of holds, you know, you see waiters sometimes hold two cups in one hand. So that's how he served them. Comes Rabbi Bar Chana, who's sitting down, and he says, that's not kavodik to serve me with one hand. Well, your other hand is cut off. It's chopped off. You only have one hand. Why are you only serving with one hand? Okay. Who's watching this whole episode? This happens sometimes like with your kids. Meanwhile, Rabbi Bar Chana, who just said it's not so nice comment to Reb Zeira the server, so Rabbi Bar Chana, who was sitting at the table being served, his dad was watching. And his dad overheard his son, meaning Chana. Oh, maybe Chuna. Okay. Chuna, who is, I assume, the father of Rabbi Bar Bar Chuna, I'm assuming that's what's happening, says to his son, what did you just say? What are you speaking like? How could you speak like that? Kos aviv al Rabbi Bar Bar Chuna, and he said, how could you speak like that? Not only are you not speaking nicely, but even more than that, Reb Zeira, who's serving us, is a Kohen. For Amar Shmuel, famous four words we're about to see. Three words. Hamishtamish b'kuhuna, ma'al. So first of all, you're using a Kohen to serve you, you're violating Me'ilah. And furthermore, Ela Sha'ata Sha'odata Mevazoson, you're speaking so not nicely to somebody who's serving you. You're being so, you have such, he's not serving you with two hands. Okay, and then the Yishalmi goes on a side point, Minayin Hamish Taish Bekunamal, brings a very beautiful pasuk, not in Chumash, but in Ezra. V'amra lahen atem kadosh l'ashem akelim kadosh. The pasuk in Ezra says, correlates Kohanim to the Klei HaKodesh. Makelim Hamish Taish Bemal, Hafa Hamish Taish Bekohanim Mal. What do we see from this story? We see a few things from this story. First of all, the story itself is a stira, because Rabbi Zera was serving the meal, right? Sounds from Rabbi Zera that you could, a Kohanim could, serve Yisraelim. And what does the father scream at his son? How could you let a Kohen serve you?
Whose house was this?
What?
Whose house was it? Does it make a difference?
I don't know. The Yishami, I don't think the Yishami doesn't tell us. So maybe it's not.
I was talking to him before.
Maybe Yishami doesn't.
If you come to my house, I'm going to serve you. Because Achnos is open. The mitzvah. Is that
so the guest is saying to the host, I don't like the way you're serving me. That's like.
I don't know.
Okay, fine. So this is the story that we have. That's one point that we're going to need. We just learned the concept of Hamishtamish Bekahuna Maal. So that means that this is a whole new level of Vikidashtu. Until now we saw Vikidashtu means I have to elevate him. I have to let him go first. Now we're seeing a negative component to Vikidashtu. Vikidashtu means you can't ask him to do something for you. It's one thing to say, okay, I'm going to let you go first, I'm going to do it, but I want some favors for you. I want to ask you, could you pass those tissues over there? Could you pour me a cup of seltzer? So here we see, Amishtamish Bukuna Mal. I'm not allowed to ask a Kohen to work for me. Which is very different than what we saw until now of Vikidashto in its simple sense, which meant that I let the Kohen be Poseach Rishon. That didn't necessarily mean that I can't ask him to do favors also. So now we see it's a two-way street, both in the favor of the Kohen. I do have to give him the kavod, and B, he shouldn't be serving me at all, it sounds like. But yet, the funny thing was that Rabbi Zera was serving him. So this is, it's a funny story. It almost contradicts itself.
Was he
Talmud? I don't know the history. What?
Was
so that's going to be one answer, which we'll see in the Achron, and that's going to be where we're going. We're going to go in that direction.
So
but if he was Malcha, then what did the father say? How could you have him serve you? A Rebbe, the latter, is Rog Mar B'Talmidim. What's he telling? Once he's going to the Rebbe Talmud thing, then Rebbe's allowed to. Okay, we'll go there. Okay, we have to know one more bit of information to appreciate the most important source in tonight's Shiur, which is source number 10. But before we see source number 10, Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Shehakol Nehiyah Bidvaro.
Amen.
Could a Kohen become an Eved Ivri? That really drives home the point that we're trying the issue at hand. We're talking about how much Tamish B'Kohen Mal. I can't use him. I have to elevate him. Well, could he become an Eved Ivri? Mamish Ein Lecha Avdus Godomi Eved, right?
Yes.
So the Gemara says explicitly, V'chacham Mamre, resource number 9, Kedushin Chaval Fem Reis, Ein Eved Ivri Kohen, Nirtza. Why? Whoa. You skipped a step, didn't you? So the first 6 years, obviously, the Gemara has no problem with. And the only reason why you can't make an Eved, Ivri, work for the next 43 years is because that's going to make him a Balmum. You can't make a coin a Balmum. Interesting. You can't make a carbon a Balmum either. You're not allowed to make a coin a Balmum. That's interesting. So you could have told when your kids were fighting. You could have told your son. The other kids didn't fight. Okay. When Mr. Cohen's kids fight, he could tell that the father sees one punching his brother. You can't punch your brother. You're going to make a Baal Mum. You're not allowed to make a Cohen Baal Mum. But, okay. So with this, we can now, on this Gemara and Kiddushin, we have the Mordechai. This is a very famous story. Amaisa b'Kohen shiyotzak mayim al yidei Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam is sitting there at the dining room table, and he has one of his Talmidim. Rabbeinu Tam is from the Gedolei Hador, of course, and this little, he has a Talmud named Yankel Kohn. Yankel Kohn pours into Tilas Yadayim on Rabbeinu Tam's hands. There's a Nudnik sitting next to Rabbeinu Tam, and the Nudnik says, Yo, Rabbi, Hikshalo Talmud, Hashanina B'Yerushalmi, Hamishtayish B'Kuna Mal. Rabbi, didn't we just learn a Yerushalmi that says that Hamishtayish B'Kuna Mal? So what are you doing that for, Rabbi? You know these, we all have those Nudnik. Yeah. So what are you doing that for? You're not allowed to use Yankel Kohn. He's a Kohen. You're doing Me'ilu, Rabbi. So watch carefully. V'heshev lo, how did Rabbeinu Tam reply to the Nundik? Ein bahem kedusha bizman hazeh. Ein bahem kedusha. Kohanim do not have kedusha bizman hazeh. Tikai malon bigdehem aleihem, kedusha aleihem. V'lo, lo. When they have bigdehem aleihem, when they're doing avodah bizman hamikdash, they have kedusha. Kedusha meaning, and therefore a corollary of a kiddushto. And when they don't have kedusha, when there's no base hamikdash, then there's no vikidashto.
But that's only when you're new. Everything else is still a kohen.
That's what, it seems to be what he's saying is that they don't have kedusha at least for vikidashto. You're raising a very important point. You're saying right now bizman hazef, where they don't have if we don't have kedusha, you're asking can he now be marry a grusha?
No,
it's
still a kohen.
That's what you're raising. So let's just think for a second.
They still can do.
Okay, so you say the Me'ila aspect and the Vekidashto aspect of elevating Kohanim are really one and the same, I would assume. So therefore, Rabbeinu Tam is saying that Bizman Hazed is no Vekidashto.
Obviously, Rabbi Baruchan's father disagreed.
You're saying that there's a Yerushalmi against this Rabbeinu Tam. Beautiful. Which is funny, because what was the question of the Talmud from? What was the source, the proof text that the Talmud asked? It was a Yerushalmi. Right, so he's asking from a Yerushalmi, so it would be funny if Rabbeinu Tam would give an answer that would be against the Yerushalmi. That would be funny, wouldn't it? Yeah. Furthermore, how will this play in? If you turn back to page 1, you remember we had the Machlokas, Rambam, and Tosus, whether Vikidashto is a deraisa or a derabanan. Here he's saying, I guess he's holding here that I guess it is, it's bizman hazeh. That doesn't, okay. Right, the Rambam holds that it's deraisa, could hold that it's deraisa, just we can't do it when we don't have a carbon, when we don't have a base mitzvah. Okay, let's move on. Okay, so the fun is only half over. We still have a half of Mordechai to go. Still fun. Okay, so this Nudnik did not let his Rebbe go, and he asked the question that we just pointed out a moment ago. The questioner said, you're telling me, Rabbeinu Tam, that nowadays we don't have the Kohanim don't have Kedusha, so therefore they should be able to marry a Grusha of Hiksha. The Nudnik asked, him can culminate Kedusha lola avid lehu? All matters of Kedusha mean that they could even marry Grushas bizman hazeh, and they could be Matami lemeis bizman hazeh. Is that so? Or maybe he's asking not so far. Maybe he's just saying, oh, so we don't have to give Kohanim Rishon anymore. We don't have to give them, let them be Pasech Rishon anymore. What was Rabbeinu Tam's answer? If you knew how much ink was spilled on his silence, it's a roaring silence. It was a roaring silence. So you're giving one answer of the Achrona. That's the question. V'shasek Rabbeinu Tam. The question is, Rabbeinu Tam was, maybe he was stumped, maybe he chose to be quiet, maybe he was moda. There are three possibilities. Comes a beautiful name, Veheshev Rabbeinu Peter, a good Jewish name. So if you know any Jews named Peter, and you say, you're named after an apostle, Yom Bracha. He's named after Rabbeinu Peter, maybe. Veheshev Rabbeinu Peter. Dinehi diyesh ben kedusha, but yachal limchal. That's the answer to Rabbeinu. That's the answer. That's the answer to Rabbeinu Tam's question. Rabbeinu Tam said that there's no kedusha. Oh, but how come with all the kedusha we do? Comes Rabbeinu Peter, and he's arguing on Rabbeinu Tam. He's sitting right in front of Rabbeinu Tam, the Gadol Hador. Rabbeinu Peter is sitting. I assume Veheshev Rabbeinu Peter was sitting right there at the same table. Rabbeinu Peter is arguing with the Gadol Hador in his face and saying, Rebbe, you're wrong. The reason why you could have the Mr. Yankel Kohn pour water on you is because you could be mochel. Yeah, of course this Kedusha is Bizman Hazeh, therefore all the dinim of Kedusha apply, but you could be mochel. And he says, Where do we know that you can be mochel? Because the source, number 9, that we just saw, the very fact that a kohen could become an eved, what does that show you? The fact that a kohen could become an eved shows you that you could have an eved work for you. How?
It's not life, it's against his will. He lost money.
The
Bezdin
sold him. Bezdin,
for example. He's the opposite of
Michael. Yeah. You say it depends how you want to package it. He could have sold himself, or. Oh really? Thank you. Okay, great. Gavaldi, thank you. Okay, very good. Thank you. I didn't realize that. You could finagle and say that the fact that he's being able to, he's sold to pay off his loan, is as though he's entering this. If you go to a hotel, if you go to a restaurant and order a delicious steak, and you don't have your checkbook or your credit cards with you, then that's your way of saying I would like to wash dishes for the next 4 hours. Okay, let's move on. So Rabbeinu Petah says that's the raya for to me that a kohen can be mochel. And the reason why, the only reason why a kohen can't get near it is because he's going to be a kebal mum. Not because he can't work. He can work for you if he wants to work for you. Oh, so what do we have? We just had something incredible. We have Rabbeinu Tam saying that there's no kedusha to a kohen b'zman hazeh. There's a question that he couldn't answer on himself. But Rabbeinu Petah saves the day. It's hard to imagine Rabbeinu Petah is out doing, the Gadol Hador Rabbeinu Tam, but okay. Rabbeinu Petah says, no, there is kedusha to kohen b'zman hazeh, but kohanim can be mochel. Let's see how the Shulchan Aruch, this Mordechai makes its way into the Shulchan Aruch. Tiny se'if, a half a se'if, I think it's one se'if. As you see, Nesias Kapayim, this one siman alone has 45 se'ifim, and there are a few other simanim, and this one whole din of Vikidashto is this line that you'll see right now. Source number 11, Shulchan Aruch, at the very last se'if in Simon Kuf Chavches of Nesias Kapayim, also is Tamish Bekoin. You're not allowed to use a kohen, passing like the Yerushalmi. You can't use a kohen. It can't work for you. I can't ask a kohen to do something for me. Afilu bizman hazeh. Right? That's relating to Rabbeinu Tam's point. To have a k'mo behekdish, that's the words of the Yerushalmi. Imlo machal al kach, that's whose svara? That's Rabbeinu Petah. Okay? A beautiful Shulchan Aruch, and we understand it clearly. This is the Mordechai, the Magos Mordechai in Gin that we just saw in source number 10. So now, we have this psak of the Shulchan Aruch, and the Magen Avraham says, yeah, I know that a Kohen could work for you because we have stories. Rava had an Eved that was a Kohen. This is the Magen Avraham in source number 12. Rami Bar Chama served Rav Chista. I'm sorry, Rami Bar Chama had Rav Chista work for him, and Rav Chista was a Kohen. Okay, so we have different places in the Amoraim where Kohanim did work for others. Good. And you're saying the Yerushalmi itself. The Yerushalmi is a complicated case. Now, let's see the Levush. Levush in source number 13 says something very interesting. Does anybody remember that we talked about this question, if a coin could be mochel, about 20 minutes ago? Do we remember what we said 20 minutes ago about could a coin be mochel or not? Yeah, the Rambam said explicitly. Look at source number 6. The Rambam was as posh as you could say. Even if he refused, even if he wants to be mochel, we can't even listen to him. That's a double chomer. Not only could he, it's not that he can't be mochel. Even if he wants to be mochel, we're not even going to allow him to be mochel.
That's the Rambam.
Yeah, that's the Rambam.
No,
Tosis didn't relate to that point. That was Tosis related to a different point that it's Drabanan. You're saying that might be connected. That's a good point. That could be. You're right. It could be connected. What? That's what comes out of the Gemara. The Gemara sounds like the Gemara in source number 4. Thank you. Sounds like all the other things. They could be Mocha, but not the first Aliyah. No, that's why they can't be mocha. But barring that side reason, exactly, they could be mocha. The Rama, for whatever reason, says Mechil doesn't work, that we just saw. Here, the Rosh Hashanah is passing that Mechil does work. Okay, But according to the Shulchan Aruch, not like the Rambam, according to the Shulchan Aruch, Mechila does work. Why does Mechila work? The Rambam explained. The Rambam not only said a psak in his Sefer HaMitzvahs that Mechila, Kohen can't be Mochel, but he explained himself. How did he explain himself? Why can't a Kohen be Mochel? He said because the Kedusha of, or the specialness, the uniqueness, the elevation of a Kohen is what? Is not his own. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu who's having been Bocher him. And therefore, it's not his to be mocha.
Can I what? Ask your question?
In basic English, maybe when they have the maybe Rambam is talking about the time of basic English, we have that baita. But now we don't have that baita anymore, and now we can be much less covered.
You say a beautiful pshat, gigantic chiddush, but you're mechamet to somebody who we're going to see soon. If not tonight, the next week. Yes, Baruch Hashem came out, we'll see soon. Says the Levush, I'll tell you the Fakertes Svara. Why could a Kohen, yes, be Mocha? We just said, the Ram himself, Maimonides himself said he can't be Mocha because it's not his covet, it's Hashem's having chosen him. Says the Levush, the Svara for the Shulchan Aruch, 13, Shiesh Dusha Slimcha, why? Shakdusha hi bi yadam, but he's not explaining himself yet. And why is the Kedusha in his hands? Midichsiv v'kidash to, who has to sanctify the Kohen, the Kohanim? All the Israelites have to sanctify him. Mash melecha ani mitzav lekadsho. It's your responsibility. Hashem is speaking, saying, "You guys, you Yisraelim, have a responsibility to be mekadishim." V'lo lo shiachzik asim mekadosh. He doesn't have to hold himself on a pedestal and hold himself elevated. Ich bin akoyen. I can't be mekadosh on my cover. No, it's not. This is not on him to hold himself elevated. This is on all of us Yisraelim to elevate him. So it's our obligation to elevate him. If he doesn't want to be elevated, if he chooses, if he's machal, so he can be machal. We have to do what we do. We, Yisraelim, have to let him go first. It's not that he has to go first. It's that we have to let him go first. You let somebody cut you on the line, right? So you could let him cut you, but he doesn't have to cut you because if he doesn't want to, just because you let, you could let somebody do something. He could say, no thanks, I appreciate, no thanks. That's the svara of the fakir, the svara of the Rambam that the Levush provides. Okay.
If the reason is Mi'ilah, how does anything work? The reason is Mi'ilah, it's not
Mi'ilah. You're asking a great question. If the Svara of the Yushalmi is literal, that it's a kind of Mi'ilah, which was learned from a Pasuk and it's Yushalmi, then how could Mechila work to take away Mi'ilah? So I don't want to get into this, but just came to mind a brilliant, not that this is brilliant, but a brilliant Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim says that the way we define, it could be that it's not Mi'ilah if he's Mochel. Meaning, when is it Mi'ilah? What is it stealing? If I grab your watch off your wrist, that's stealing. But if you let me take your watch and I take your watch, is that stealing?
No.
So let's say your name is not Tzvi Willem Mask, your name is Gizbar of the Otzer of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I grab your watch. So if you weren't Mochel, if I had no right to take it, that's Me'ilah. If I have a right to take it, it's not Me'ilah. So now, the third step. Let's say he's Mr. Cohen, and I want to take Mr. Cohen's service. I want to use him. If he's Mochel, that's not called Me'ilah. Because since he was Mochel, yes, Me'ilah means when I take something that I'm not supposed to be taking. But if he allows me to take it,
that's if it belongs
to him. That's Hasnik Hamila. That's not called Mila.
If it belongs to him. But if it doesn't belong to him. So you're combining it with the next reason.
Okay, fine. Yeah. There's a lot to talk about here. But okay, we have to finish up soonish. Yeah. So this Taz comes out with a beautiful analysis. A beautiful, beautiful analysis of the story, this very troubling story of Rabbeinu Tam with the hand washing, Rabbeinu Petter's response. Says the Taz. He asks a very simple question. Rabbeinu Tam says that there's no Kedusha b'zman hazeh. Rabbeinu Petter said, okay, fine, there is Kedusha, but you could be Mochel. According to both of those logics, let's say you have a Kohen who wants, he meets a pretty Grusha. So he's going to, either way, according to Rabbeinu Tam, there's no Kedusha b'zman hazeh, great, he'll marry her. According to Rabbeinu Petter, he could be Mochel as Kedusha, so Vaita he'll be Mochel as Kedusha. Could that be? Could that be? We know that that can't be, because the Chazal say elsewhere, which we might have seen at the very beginning, that not only is he not allowed to marry Grusha, but we could force him. What do you mean, if we could force? That means, obviously, if he wants to marry her, that means he's being mochel all of his kahuna. He says, yeah, forget it, I want to be married to her. And still we have the ability to force him to not marry her. That's the question of the Taz. Venir Ali answers the Taz in the underlying line of source number 14. Venir Ali, da tam di yachol limchol, humishum di yesh lo hanamiza. When does mechila work? When could a kohen be mochel? He could be mochel on that which he has hana from. V'lo asra alav ha-Torah midi, tonichol ebekach. If the Torah didn't say, don't do this, meaning, if the Torah says something explicitly, if the Torah says explicitly, you can't marry a grusha, you can't marry a halal, you can't marry a zona, the Torah said explicitly, there's nothing to talk about. When the Torah doesn't say something explicitly, just says you have to be held in a, you know, elevator on a pedestal, then he could be mochel if what? If what? If he benefits from it. Rabosai, look at this. Mr. Wilimowski, can you pass the tissues? Is he allowed to do that? Stop. Wait, I'm scared. According to this Taz, is that mutter or asr?
Mutter.
Wrong!
He's benefiting.
Oh, come on. Okay, maybe you're right. Maybe you're right. Okay, I'm outvoted, it seems. Okay.
What other case of Achille can you think of? Is there another case where you benefit?
It has to be in
the I don't want to know. Don't hear me. I'm in a rush.
You say whenever you're ever going to ask somebody to do something, there's always, oh, he's doing a mitzvah, so there's always going to be.
But if you don't ask me to do it, then is there a difference? If you ask me, you're using me. But if I see that you need a tissue and I can't even
that doesn't sound like it. That's not me. Going to be me'ila.
That shouldn't be me'ila.
I don't think so. Either way, what's coming out from this Taz is a tremendous chumrah. Again, how we're going to figure it out, I'm not sure. But the Taz is saying that, yes, a kohen can be malchal, and he could serve other people only if he has a self-benefit. Tremendous limitation. That means that a kohen can't. Could a kohen, again, any example I give, he's doing, like, if you're doing it for some reason, some mitzvah, I was going to say, could a kohen volunteer as a waiter at the, right, we had our Simchas Torah Kiddush, the kohen looks around, Mr. Wilimowski looks, see, they need some help, Louis Greenspan needs some help setting up the whatever, so Mr. Wilimowski says, let me help set up the Kiddush. So, is he allowed to volunteer? Or could we ask him to volunteer? So you're saying there he has benefit because he wants to do a mitzvah and help set up the kiddush. Something's weird here. Something's weird. He brings a beautiful demonstration of why it has to be that at least if he gets hana, then the mechila should work, because he says, you know what? Let's talk about something that I'm sure we've all thought of. You have a shor, right? There's a chiyuv of shvisas hashor. You have to let your animal rest. Yeah. Well, one of the Lama Tess Malachas is kotzer, right? And picking apples and cutting grass is one of the 39 Malachas. So I have to make sure that I have to make sure my animal rests, and I have to make sure he doesn't chas v'shalom eat any grass from sundown Friday afternoon till we make Havdalah, and I'm machmir to 72 for like Rabbeinu Tam. Right? So obviously that's absurd. Dugma l'davar mutu l'anich shoro lislosh eshtovim b'shabes afagav da'odim mitzuvah shvisit behemto. The whole point is Lamanya Nuach. So similarly, if the Torah wants him to be elevated, and you're saying, no, you can't help out, but if he wants to help out, he stands to gain, right? If the waiter gets paid $50 an hour, or $50 for the Kiddush, whatever it is, so he wants to work. You're going to say, because we're elevating him, therefore he's in a worse position, he's not going to be able to work? And make the $50. He wants to make the $50. So therefore, just like the animal wants, he let him rest. But so let him eat his hay. Let him eat his grass. So if a Kohen, we want to elevate him, it can't be that he's not allowed to work for us. He only has to work. He can only work for us if he's getting enough. He's not getting enough, fine. But if he's getting enough, he wants to. Okay. Says, and then we're going to finish, we'll finish with this point, with the end of this Taz. Vahu Kohen, the bottom paragraph on page 2. Vahu Kohen, Shiyotzek Maile Rabbeinu Tam. Why did this Yankel Kohen, sitting somewhere in France, pour water on Rabbeinu Tam? Rabosai, I heard a very nice mashal. If Rav Chaim Kanievsky davened here, this coming Yontif, and let's say he's a Kohen, I don't think he is. How much would you bid to pour the water over his heads? What about for my mach? Let's say he's eating in my house, and we had you over. You'd bid $10,000 easy to wash Rav Chaim Kanievsky's hands for Natilas Yadayim or for whatever it is. Maybe it was for Nesias Kapayim. Rabbeinu Tam was a Kohen, right? No, I'm sorry, Rabbeinu Tam wasn't the Kohen, the Yankel Kohen was the Kohen, I'm mistaken, I'm sorry. So, says the Taz, and this is the famous, this is a very, very famous Taz, says that the reason why this Yankel Kohen was able to pour the water was what? It was whose benefit? It was a wonderful benefit, it was a covet for this Yankel Kohen to be able to pour the water on Rabbeinu Tam. So therefore, he was being mocha on his covet together with, in tandem with, his personal benefit. That's why he was able to pour this. Vahu Kohen Shiyotzek Maile Rabbeinu Tam Vadei Havenichalei after the underlying line. Shezacha Lesharis Bakodesh. This is the greatest thing you could do to a Kohen. Vikidat, so let him have the opportunity to serve Rabbeinu Tam. Oh, so why did Rabbeinu Tam say? Why was Rabbeinu Tam quiet? Right, because what's Rabbeinu Tam supposed to say when the Talmud asked, "Oh Rebbe, why are you letting him pour water on your hands?" Oh, because ich bin Rabbeinu Tam. It's a great covet for him to pour water on my hands. Rabbeinu Tam couldn't say that.
Why wasn't he
shasak
in the beginning?
No, he was shasak. He wasn't shasak in the beginning. First, because when he got pressed, he was sort of... Yes, Rabbi Rabinowitz is asking a very good question. Rabbi Rabinowitz is saying that you're telling me that because of his anivus, he's saying a sheker? He's making up halachas that there's no kohanim? Okay. The Achronim are going to answer your question. Okay. Venira, the bottom line, he speaks out. That's because he didn't have what to say. He didn't want to. And then the Taz is fabulous. The Taz finds Rabbeinu Tam somewhere else in Shas, where Rabbeinu Tam happens to say the svara that a person might not want to draw, you know, make themselves look good. Want to draw attention to themselves. He says, oh, you see, just like he learned up a Gemara somewhere, that Rabbeinu Tam learned up a Gemara somewhere, that's on the top of the next page, that Ravina didn't want to make himself like a Talmud Chacham. That's exactly what was operating in his own mind at this conversation with Yankel Kohen and the Rabbeinu Peter, and he didn't, we'll finish with this, says the concludes the Taz Lefizeh, Kol Zman, Chumr of the Taz, She'en La Kohen Hana, Mimash Osem Malach L'Acherim, Nirish Asr Lish Tamish Bo, Vavi Kmo Behekdish, Afal Gav de Machil. Even though he's Machil. So wait a second. If I ask Mr. Wilimowski for that tissue, he could be Machil on his covet and pass the tissue. But did I have the right to ask him for the tissue? When I ask him for the tissue, is he getting any Hana? Am I giving him Hana? I'm not giving him Hana.
He's doing a mitzvah.
He could choose that he wants to do a mitzvah. I can, you know what? Next time a mashulach knocks on your door and says, you're not doing me any favors. I'm doing you a favor. I'm letting you do a mitzvah. It's true. It is true. It is true. It's true. It's true. It's true. But you're going to give it a look. So do we paskin like this? Let's just finish. I'm sorry. I wanted to finish. Halach l'maisa, what do we do? I have to know what to do tomorrow. My nose has been like mamish, you know, you feel like that drip coming out. It's been coming out for 20 minutes, and you know, I'm still trying to figure out what to do with Mr. Lemaski over here. Okay, Zot the Mishnah Brura on the Shulchan Aruch says, of course, that mechil is necessary. Aval machal mutter, why? Shekovar hakuhuna nitan lahem rak lahana asam. V'fikach biyado limchol v'litein reshus lish tamish bo. Fine, that's he's being makel. V'yesh misha omer, and then he brings the taz lahachmir. Im ein lo shum hanami ze ein yachol limchol. Da'af agav de kavod yachol limchol. Okay, there's a little bit more. But a shimush inyan shall be zayon. Shimush is inyan shall be zayon. If I'm asking somebody to serve me, that's bizayon v'tov lahachmir l'chatchila. Ah, he's saying he's machmir for this taz. The Mishabur is machmir halachal ma'aser for this taz. It's tov lahachmir l'chatchila not to ask a kohen to serve you unless he stands. If I pay you, I'll give you a quarter if you pass me those tissues. Then you can. If I just ask you to pass me those tissues, Tov lachmir l'chatchila. Meaning he's being machmir l'chatchila, not me a credit, but machmir l'chatchila for this taz. And of course, separate, if it's a bizayon, shir shall bizayon, that's a totally different issue. Like, to ask you to take out the garbage, then, you know, even then I certainly shouldn't. That's the maskana of this. Could you give me a tissue on your own? Yeah, but because that's not me. That's not even. I'm not being mishamish me. Bez Hashem, I would like to continue get further into this sugya next week.